A new study from researchers at UNSW Sydney is questioning the long-term durability of next-generation solar panels. The research suggests UV radiation could significantly reduce the lifespan of some solar technologies, with current industry testing not reflecting real-world conditions. The Wire's Mayavi Aziz spoke to lead researcher Dr. Shukla Poda to find out more.
So in this piece of work, we are actually trying to address the gap of how we quantify the amount of UV radiation on your solar panels. We have come up with the approach, and with that, we would be able to understand the impact of UV-induced photodegradation. This would give us a better lifetime forecast for these modules.
And what did the research find?
We have seen that the UV radiation is almost twice as high on a tracking system than a fixed tilt system. This is because a tracking system is following the sun to capture more sunlight in order to generate more energy. And at the same time, we see the differences in UV dose throughout the world. So arid and semi-arid regions would be having higher UV. And again, the more closer you are to the tropics, the higher UV peak energy. See that this UV dose, when it's translated to UV-induced degradation, we find that a similar type of module can have a different UV degradation rate when placed in different climate zones.
How significant is this problem in practice? What kind of impact are we talking about in terms of performance or lifespan of solar panels?
So all these solar panels, they have warranty that comes from the manufacturer to be around 20 to 25 years. But from our results, we find that the same modules, which have 25 years provided as a manufacturing warranty, can have a lower lifetime, probably like 10 years lower when they are deployed in these high UV environments. Also, for UV-induced degradation, it's just not the UV dose that's acting alone. It comes together with your high temperature and also your relative humidity. So basically, the desert or arid and semi-arid type of climates would be highly favorable for these sorts of degradation mechanisms to occur.
How relevant are these findings for places like Australia, which has some of the highest UV radiation levels in the world?
So regions close to the northern part of Australia are having higher exposure to UV. So you can say northern Queensland, northern territory, northern part of Western Australia and central regions of Australia, they would be facing more rapid UV-induced degradation. Probably the modules will experience 10 to 15 years of lifetime rather than having the full lifetime of 25 years. It's also important to understand that the UV-induced degradation would be more prominent for the new generation of the modules that is currently getting rolled out. So in the traditional silicon modules, we would only generate electricity using the visible part of the sunlight and a little bit of the near-infrared region. But now these high-efficiency module technologies, which would give you more energy out of the same area, they tend to also target the UV part of the spectrum in order to have that extra amount of sunlight or extra amount of generation. So as a result, we are saying that we would generate more amount of energy from NEO modules, but at the same point of time, we are exposing these modules to higher UV, as a result of which they are failing faster.
So you mentioned that current testing doesn't reflect real-world conditions. What do you think more realistic or effective testing would look like?
So the current testing standards, they rely on a threshold of 25 degrees Celsius temperature and a UV exposure that would be 15 kilowatt hours per meter square, which is approximately equal to 50 days or even less than the amount of UV you would experience in Alice Springs, which has an arid type of climate in Australia. Clearly, the threshold or the benchmarks that we have, they don't live up to what a module would be experiencing even in 1 year. As a result of which, we are forecasting that the lifetime could be absolutely off when you have that module out on the field. So for that, we need to change, have more rigorous testings where if you want to deploy your module in a desert type of climate.
And looking ahead, what do you think needs to happen next?
The future of solar is actually really very bright. We are currently investigating or even having modules being made in the labs, which are 35% efficient. Probably there is going to be a future where we would be seeing all these high efficiency modules being deployed. But to make it sustainable, we should be thinking about all these different type of degradation that might impact or affect these sorts of modules and come up with both testing technologies and more modified and climate resilient designs that would be helping these modules to thrive and sustain in harsher climates.
That was Dr. Shukla Poda from UNSW speaking with The Wire's Mayavi Aziz.